Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And Balaam said unto Balak, Lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draweth near for to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smiteth him, and putteth forth her hand and taketh him by the secrets, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him, Let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints, yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock, he overturneth the mountains by the roots. He putteth my feet in the stocks, he marketh all my paths. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines are with the tender grape and give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives. And he shall array himself with the land of Egypt as a shepherd putteth on his garment, and he shall go forth from thence in peace. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. Therefore speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, Peace. And he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him, of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When a branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles. Else the new wine will burst the bottles, and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. Whosoever putteth away his wife, and marrieth another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband, committeth adultery. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.